Well, Newt Gingrich had a lot riding on last night's primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. He did manage to beat Mitt Romney in both contests, but there are questions this morning if his two second-place finishes are enough to keep his campaign fighting on. We can find out by talking to Rick Tyler. He's senior advisor to the super PAC supporting Newt Gingrich, known as Winning Our Future. Rick, thanks for being with us on The Takeaway. How long can this go on?
Until Tampa, until August.
And what's the point?
Well, the point is that Newt Gingrich has defined the modern-day Republican Party, standing on the shoulders of Ronald Reagan, into a conservative party. Why he would step aside and let, you know, a Massachusetts moderate.
Yeah, but let's not talk about the Massachusetts moderate. Let's talk about the other conservative who is coming out on top now. If you want a conservative candidate to stand up against Barack Obama,
well,
then
maybe,
giving some of your delegates over to Senator Santorum, that's the way to do it.
Well, he may be conservative from your perspective. He's certainly not from mine. I mean, Rick Santorum voted for many big government programs. He's was not wrong on the minimum wage. He, even on the life issue, he endorsed Arlen Specter, the most pro-abortion Republican we've ever had, who ran for president, both for president and for U.S. Senate over Pat Toomey. He's voted for things that he says that he doesn't believe in. He said he championed Head Start. I voted to raise the debt limit five times. He has not been a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So, you know, he may be.
So you don't believe the voters, because the voters in Alabama, in Mississippi, they think he's conservative. They wanted a conservative candidate. They decided that by a small margin, it's right. Your guy wasn't the one.
Well, that is true, and we're disappointed in the results, but Rick Santorum walked away with a mere 11 more delegates than Newt Gingrich did last night. So why not let the voters of West Virginia, of Missouri, of all the upcoming states, why can't they have their say as well?
Because that continues to weaken the platform for the conservative candidate that is most likely to be the one to contest with Mitt Romney. And as the longer this goes on, the more bitterness gets into the party, surely.
Well, I think, frankly, it's healthy for the party. I certainly don't want to see the party nominate another moderate. We've done that with Gerald Ford over Ronald Reagan. We did that with Bob Dole. We did that with John McCain, and now they want us to do this with Mitt Romney. And frankly, I don't think Rick Santorum has any ability to beat Mitt Romney in a one-on-one.
Well, just very briefly, Rick, is there any job that Newt Gingrich would find attractive if Senator Santorum's team came and said, let's do a deal?
I don't think Rick Santorum has any leverage to do a deal. Because, like I said, I don't think he can beat Mitt Romney, and I don't think either one of them could beat Barack Obama. So there's nothing to offer.
Rick Tyler, thanks. Senior advisor to Newt Gingrich's Super PAC, Winning Our Future.